You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Tuesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the middle of a sermon. Actually, we just started it yesterday, something I just preached this last Sunday at the church that I pastor, and that is Island Community Church. You know, we'd love to see you. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. You know what to expect there because you hear the messages here. If you're looking for a church home, now I'm going to be out of town for the next couple of weeks as I do a little traveling out of Florida, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks, and we'll pick it up in Revelation chapter 4 when I come back. But you'll be in good hands this week with Associate Pastor Darren Solana, and I'd love to see you. He'd love to see you. I encourage you to come by and encourage him as he's getting the opportunity to preach this week and next. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. Again, Sunday morning, 10:30. Love to see you. We're looking today at this. This was a shocking message. Starting with mine, the Lord stepped on a lot of toes this week. As we look at the lukewarm church, you see, you could find yourself in any one. There was more than seven churches. Come on now. There was more than seven churches when he said, write down these and bring these deliveries to the angels or messengers or pastors of these seven churches. No, there's more to that number seven than that. This is all inclusive. This spans all the church age up until he comes back. And the last church age, I believe, is the one that's going to be in operation and ministering when he comes back. Now, what in the world has happened to this church? You could find yourself in any one of these seven churches, from a loveless church that doesn't greet anyone when they come in, to a dead church, to a compromising church, to a faithful church. That's where we were last week, the faithful church that had the blank check from the Lord Jesus Christ. Not today. We're looking at the lukewarm church. Now, this is part two of this message, the lukewarm church.
There's no yes, but. It ends with him. Secondly, he calls himself the faithful and true witness. The Greek word martus. Witness and martyr is the same Greek word. Witness to the fact that he himself is Emmanuel, God with us. Witness to the fact he himself is the Son of God. He's the true witness as opposed to the false witness. The picture of the Son of God on the witness stand as the faithful witness. Every word out of his mouth is true. As he says in John 18:37, he says, for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Every word that comes out of his mouth is true. This world is full of false witnesses. Jesus Christ is the true witness. So when they say, do rich people enter into heaven? And he says, hardly. You got to listen to what he says. And don't let this get you caught up. And everything else that he says. Right? When they said to him, Lord, are there few that are saved? And he said, strive to enter through the narrow gate, because many will try to get in, but will not be able. You got to listen to what he says. Strive. He bears witness to heaven. John 14:1. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. He's a witness to heaven. He's a witness to hell. Right? He called it, quoting Isaiah 66, he says, where the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. He knows it's there. He puts his left hand on the Bible, raises his right hand. He's the faithful witness. You can trust every word that he says. And he says, you don't want to go to hell. Hell was created for the devil and his angels, not for you. The faithful witness is all who call on me will be saved. He's the faithful witness. He bears witness to the very heart of God. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he's bearing witness to the Father. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8. God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we're still sinners, Christ died for us. So Jesus Christ is a witness to the heart of God. You want to know what God thinks about you? Go to the cross. Look at Jesus Christ. That's what God thinks about you. God loves you so much that he sent his Son down here to die in your place, because he wants to reconcile you and him back together again. That's why Jesus died. The Bible says God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. That's what he thinks about you. He's a witness. He's a witness to the heart of God, that God loves you. You're like the one that got away. He leaves the 99 to go after you, because he cares for you that much. He's a witness to the heart of God. I could preach on this for a month. He's a witness to the heart of God. Darren, what does God think about me? Look at the cross. Look at the cross. Third, he calls himself the beginning of the creation of God. Hats off to the fantastic translation choice of the NIV, which reads the ruler of God's creation. They got it right. The Jehovah's Witnesses has got it wrong. Big time. And they use this verse to deceive people. So Jesus just called himself the beginning of the creation of God. Greek word arche, A-R-C-H-E. Now, if a person doesn't dig a little deeper here, you could fall into this trap that Jesus was a created being, the beginning of the creation of God. The thing is, this word arche means more than just beginning. It can mean three different things. Arche can mean time. Like you read in John 1:1, anarche anho logos. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So number one, it can mean time. Number two, it can mean extremity. Like when you read Peter praying on the housetop in Acts chapter 9, and he sees a sheet come down that is held up by its four arche. Is the Greek word. You're not losing my soul over that. This word means more than just beginning. Four corners. Arche. Third, the word means dignity or rank. Here and in Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the arche, the arche of our faith, who for the joy set before him. The word arche, we've translated it as author. The word means trailblazer, pioneer, like Davy Crockett. Author. Not just beginning. Looking unto Jesus, the arche and finisher of our faith. So when Jesus calls himself the arche of the creation of God, a better translation would be like the NIV gives us, the ruler of the creation of God. Follow me here. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. See, God doesn't want you to be ignorant. He wants you to know this. So when these people knock on your door on Saturday, you'll have an answer. You'll be able to defend the truth. When people knock on your door and tell you Jesus was a created being and take you to Revelation chapter 3, the word means more than that. Now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. He is the icon of the invisible God, the firstborn. There's another trouble word, prototokos, firstborn. Doesn't just mean the first one born. The word means preeminent above all. Is the word prototokos. Not even where I want to go. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven. By the way, if you're a created being, how can you create everything? Let me say that again. If you are a created being, how can you create everything? You can't. By him all things were created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones, dominion, principalities, and powers, all things were created through him and for him. Verse 17, he is before all things. In him all things consist. Verse 18, he is the head of the body, the church, who is the, see what it says there? The beginning. Do you see that? The arche. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that in all things he might have the preeminence. So church, believe me, it's important what you believe. Don't be deceived. And please don't think I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. Because if Jesus Christ is a created being, then he's not God, because God is not a created being. It matters what you believe. You can't believe Jesus Christ was created. If he was, then he's not God. And if he's not God, he is God. If you don't believe that, you're in error and you need to change. This is what the devil's always done from the beginning, is deceive people on who Jesus is. They never fight about anything else but who Jesus is. If you buy into one deception, you're not a Christian when it comes to Jesus and who he is. See how important one word is? Better dig a little deeper before you believe that muck that Jesus is the angel Michael, like they would tell you, and a created being. Michael didn't row my boat ashore.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WG.